We gather together to celebrate Barbie's 50th birthday this week. But in our joyful happiness, we also mourn the potential passing of Jade, Yasmin, Chloe, and Sasha. They are the Bratz. The Bratz dolls are about the size of Barbie, aimed at the same audience, and are just as comely. Chloe, for example, is billed as a pouty princess with a passion for self-expression. There's a troublingly big lipstick kiss right next to those words on Chloe's packaging, so it's not precisely clear what sort of self-expression Chloe's got a passion for. But she's not talking. Like many Bratz, Chloe is the silent, out-of-this-world type. She has giant alien-like eyes and collagen-maxed fat lips. Her head is at least as big as her torso, and her high-heeled shoes are so high that the pouty princess will clearly need her lusty lawyer to sue the manufacturer for medical bill coverage should Her Majesty ever topple over. Even so, and I mean this sincerely, she's a looker. If Chloe could talk, she'd probably accuse Barbie of jealousy. Chloe's lawyers have. A 50-year-old Barbie, the Bratz attorneys have basically argued, just can't keep up with a fun-loving younger Bratz. And that's why, those attorneys say, Barbie's handlers have sued the Bratz franchise via the Bratz designer. If Bratz are out of the picture, the Bratz attorneys have suggested accusingly, Barbie can continue her world domination. People at Mattel, Barbie's empire, don't see it that way, of course. From Barbie's point of view, the Bratz problem has nothing to do with jealousy and everything to do with contract law. The man behind Bratz, Mattel argues, worked for Mattel when he designed the Bratz dolls. His contract with Mattel promised everything he designed to Mattel. All the Bratz, Mattel argues, belong to us. Why the hubbub? One court put Bratz revenue at $500 million. Barbie won at the trial level, and so Chloe and her sisters are facing the end of days, even as Barbie, the first doll to break free of body measurement norms, happily celebrates her 50th as if nothing's amiss. The court's language is strong. It permanently enjoined the Bratz Company from manufacturing, selling, or offering to sell any doll, product, or other item that embodies or depicts in whole or in part the head and or body, sometimes known as the core Bratz fashion doll. A later paragraph puts names to the heads and bodies: Chloe, Yasmin, Sasha, Jade, and 36 others. Since then, and I couldn't get either side to confirm, the Bratz have appealed the decision and have been granted a stay of execution until this coming December. Reuters suggested that the two doll companies are trying to work out some sort of agreement, one that could obviously keep Bratz around. The bigger heads may yet prevail. Meantime, despite all this uncertainty about the future, the Bratz dreams haven't died. Sasha's super-secret love is politics, her website explains. No mention why a love of politics is so shameful. She loves to read about what goes on in the government and imagines being a senator or even the president someday. Who's the jealous one? Birthday girl Barbie? Been there, done that. I'm Amy Guida.